For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. And welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. We are starting late. Blame construction in Los Angeles. I'm here. The whole crew's here. We think we have Ari through the magic of Skype. We're not sure. He might be throwing a hissy fit. We don't know. But we got everybody here. You know we got better than Ari? The fight nanny. You demanded her. She is here live. Of course, there was a big UFC fight, so of course she's showing up to give us her commentary about how they should have had Weidman on the card. What's up, Tebow?
Hi, guys.
What are you getting into? What's new?
I'm looking for everything you just told me to look for.
Okay, cool. This is going very well so far. Guys, BetDSI. BetDSI for all your betting needs. You guys could be betting on the Dodgers right now. At the end of this podcast, they're going into game four. It's make or break, lose. They're throwing up Kershaw. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I mean, dude, I cannot go out. We cannot go out like this. BetDSI for all your betting needs.
You got to win both.
Drunk. Punch drunk. Get $10 betting cash. Give it a couple hours and bam, you'll get your $10. Okay, we also have SeatGeek. Do you have SeatGeek ready? Any of that stuff?
I mean, SeatGeek is a, if you don't know what it is, they're our new sponsor. SeatGeek is a search engine for tickets, for concerts, for any kind of thing that requires a ticket. Sporting events is a perfect one. I already talked to a few people that hit me up online and said, hey, thanks.
I love it, dude. It's a good app.
Oh, you love it. I thought you were saying you love it that they did that. I was like, of course you do. Yeah, man. And you can use – the best way to get it, I mean, you can get it online, but it's not as convenient as it is if it's always in your pocket. So go to your app store. Get the SeatGeek app, and here's how you can help the show because we're just telling you that because they're cool. If there's any concert thing you're going to go to, you don't have to go to
fireworks.
maybe not fireworks.
You can buy tickets to Lobster Fest.
Maybe. I don't want to misrepresent our sponsor. Maybe you can't buy tickets to Lobster Fest, but you can buy tickets to Ozfest.
Ozzy Fest.
So you go to the best way you can do it is to have this always on you, because every time you walk
Little
by somewhere
fair.
And you see a thing where you're like, oh, I want to go to that concert, you can just pull your phone out, look it up.
Midget Wrestling Beatdown.
This is going to be a great episode, I can already tell. You can go to... Go to the App Store, download the SeatGeek app, and then put in the code PUNCHDRUNK. It was PUNCH, so that may have worked for some of you, but we have changed it to PUNCHDRUNK now. So if you're listening to an older episode, PUNCHDRUNK. Just put in the word PUNCHDRUNK, and that will get you $20 off your first time you buy tickets. So if you get tickets for something, let's say Lobster Fest, and those tickets are only $10 each, you just got them for free. Anything else that you get, you'll get $20 off of that. And the cool thing about it is you can put in your price point. You're like, I'd love to see Radiohead. I don't have $1,500 a ticket, but I have $80 a ticket. Put that in, and when they become available, you'll get a notice. And it's a great way to go to sporting events as well. A lot of people went to baseball playoff games thanks to SeatGeek via PunchDrunk.
Hey,
so,
you know what else
you
is
for
cool,
that.
Tebow?
Dollar Shave Club's cool.
No, but hold on. You know what else? Even if you don't want to get tickets, let's say you love the show so much you want to help us on, just download the app. Go download it to your phone, put in PunchDrunk, and help a brother out.
Yeah, I don't think that code works until you actually purchase something.
No, though. I use it on my thing.
Right?
I haven't purchased anything. They asked for my promo code. I put it in. Bam!
Oh, so it's just waiting for whenever you buy your first one. All right, cool.
Yeah.
You know what else is cool?
Oh, starting on time?
Cocaine. What? Are you yelling at me?
No, I'm yelling.
Yeah, where were you, Ari? We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting here for like 30 minutes.
We've been waiting for you for a while.
Fine Nanny was going to walk out. Ari, you know, have you ever thought about downloading the SeatGeek app using the promo code PUNCHDRUNK?
Yeah, let me get it right now.
Dude, do it. You can seriously just use PUNCHDRUNK.
I think he first needs a phone that has apps.
Oh, yeah. So what happens when the thing runs out of coal? What do you got to do? Go back out and do some shoveling, find some coal?
Yeah, it's hard.
Hey, you were talking about some awesome people.
I got
people
Vibrate now, and this one has Vibrate.
How many phones you got, shady motherfucker?
I just keep getting new ones as I think there's going to be new innovations.
Why do you need burner phones? What are you, on the wire?
You keep getting new ones as the satellite that's connected to your old technology crashes into the earth?
Dude, I get texts once in a while. They're like, oh, just so you know, this phone ain't going to work in about 3 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm like, then I got to shop for another one.
Who'd you get a text from saying that? Who's on the other end of that text?
Yeah, some guy. It's like, yeah.
Are they like, should we?
The guy that just sold you the phone, by the way, bro, this phone will self-destruct in 90 days. That's literally what he said. You just bought a phone that it will self-destruct in 90 days.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why do you go through burner phones? What are you up to, Shady McFuckface?
Because some of them, like I got the Gravity 3, and obviously the Gravity 3 is not as good as the Alias 2, but Alias 2 didn't get reception in my bedroom.
Considering now that
my bathroom,
especially now that they're on the Gravity 50.
What are we, in Homeland?
But then the Gravity 3 started making tons of pocket calls. There was no way to not make it by pocket calls.
I hate put a pocket lock on calls.
It was so fucking annoying. People were like, why'd you call me 14 times? I'm like, God damn it.
You should be able to sue your phone company if, like, your phone pocket phone's your girlfriend while you're, like,
you
cheating on her or some shit.
Yeah. At least the manufacturers of the phone.
Yeah.
Sue.
It's ridiculous.
You know how many people you must have, like, their phone rang and they look and it's Ari Shaffir. They're like, oh, my God, Ari's calling me. I got to take this call. And then it's just you fucking whistling while you're walking down fucking some sort of fucking Manhattan Boulevard bullshit.
What about our good friends over there at Dollar Shave?
Guys, go to Dollar Shave Club. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/punchdrunk. Read it.
I like how you're distracting him right in the as he's starting to talk.
Guys, you don't need to choose between price and quality to get an amazing, affordable shave. DollarShaveClub.com, the answer to prove the amazing their shave really is. Right? What happened to your phone? This thing is just spidered.
It fell.
Right, off of a mountain?
Yes. It was on PCP. I thought it could fly.
Let him not have it for the episode.
Right now, thanks to your friends at Punch Drunk and All Things Comedy, you can use... There's no good number that ends in 40s, by the way. I'm getting a number that's 818-something and it ends in 40s. That's a no answer.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a we finally found you.
That's Ari's phone.
And you owe us for And you owe us for your Alias 1 from 1987.
All right, we're back to the Gravity 2. It's way better, but the problem is the test.
They're probably telling me anyway. That my phone is going to not work in 3 months.
Yeah.
So, guys, go to dollarshaveclub.com/punchdrunk. We've changed this one too now, right?
Yes. Okay. Everything is punch drunk.
Okay. So dollarshaveclub.com/punchdrunk. And that gets you for your first month for free. There's no hidden fees. You can quit anytime you want. You won't want to quit because it's pretty easy and it's pretty awesome. So that's how you can do it, guys. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/punchdrunk. And that gets you set up. It gets your whole first month for free. And there's no hidden fees. You can quit anytime you want. They have a ton of selection of razors.
Yes.
And it makes your life super, super easy.
Yes.
There you have it.
Bam. Paid the bills. Bam. So we'll go into dates out of the gates. Should we give our gifts first?
Yeah, gifts. Let's do that.
Gifts? We have gifts.
You don't have gifts.
You don't have gifts.
Sam and Fight Nanny weren't
what
here
is it?
The last.
What is it? Let's see it. Ooh.
It's. I already gave Fight Nanny hers, but that's the new Punch Drunk shirt we were talking about for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Both
one of the
gone.
Original logos.
Yes. I like that one a lot.
Oh, that's the iTunes logo, right?
Yep. That's,
the Mike Tyson's Punch Out logo.
Who made that? Do you remember who made that?
Originally, back in the day? I don't remember, but they retooled it. The guys that are doing all of our merch.
I saw a couple people in Omaha with the Punch logo t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw that online.
And why don't you explain the gift here? Fight Nanny was the gift.
I like how it's for your birthdays. Garnett sent you guys birthday presents, right? To the comedy store?
Yep.
And here Garnett, it is. Look Minnesota at that. Timberwolves great.
Look at that. Congratulations.
Look at it's a new version of what you're wearing.
It's a cleaner
so
version.
Clean.
This one's been pretty lucky. If I put this on and we lose it, It's over, Garnet.
Doesn't his energy change with a cleaner hat?
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden you look like you went from like,
I like the color
hobo
of this Raiders hat
to like film director.
I appreciate
you look
that.
Like, doesn't he look like he's filming something for HBO?
You do. You look
that
like a
will never happen, and we all
guys,
know
we're meeting with the directors of Game of Thrones, Jason Tebow. What can we expect in episode?
Have you guys watched Westworld?
No, I'm trying. They didn't put it on the on demand, the first episode. It's so weird. I tried
on
to
demand?
Find it.
Oh, yeah.
You can go HBO on demand?
HBO Go, both episodes are out. They released the second one early because...
The demand?
Because of debate.
Because it's on demand?
Because it was, the on, debate.
It was
oh,
on the same
Ari's
time
hat.
As a debate.
Ari's got a hat, too. Chew boy.
You got to wear your team hats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a team hat.
That is literally your team's
four
hat.
4-1 tops of the NFC East cowboy hat.
You hold on. Where'd you get that hat? Did you get it because they went 4-1? Was it a little celebration for yourself?
Nah, this is when he was in that Canada game.
Yeah. That looks like an
fast.
Australian, like I fuck alligators hat.
No, I got it. It's Big J's hat. He left it in Austin. And I took it, him and his girlfriend's hat back with him. I haven't given back to him yet.
Oh, you're going
to
keep it?
April. No, I just want to give it back to him. I don't know why he hasn't taken it yet.
Is her hat one of those Is her hat one of those zipper masks? Like the Gimp in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
He's got a cowboy hat. She's got a zipper mask.
Do you ever think maybe she left that hat there for a reason? Like you didn't want it? And you're like,
No. They asked me to bring it back because I have room in my bag.
Or that she hates that hat so much that she like took it from him, hid it, left it there, and then you brought it back. And she's like, oh, that fucking
hat. I got her
hat
too.
Oh, shit.
Put her hat on, fuckhead.
No, that looks much better. By the way, that should be your new look on stage.
This is something I'm about to kill a
is
bull.
Is that how it's supposed
it's really
to be?
I don't
Jewish looking
know
now.
What that is. That's like...
No, that's not how it's
that's like
to
pilgrim.
Okay, I was like, what?
Oh, what is with the rhinestone, teal rhinestone?
That's how you know it's a girl
that's
hat.
That's her
That's
hat.
How you know that's a fucking Momo hat.
Guys, where's my football team hat?
Shut the fuck up, Nanny!
Do you have
I'm
a football
have to agree
team?
With Ari.
I hate football.
Her football team is getting that puss filled.
Getting that puss filled?
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Stuffers.
Where's my dick hat?
And guess what? She's undefeated this year.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Stuffers.
What? Are they in the American League or the National League?
They're in both.
They're in all the holes.
Ari, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Brooklyn, New York, October 18th at the Bell House. Where are you looking at my dates, Sam?
Yes.
Hey, just once. Try turning your phone off.
All right, done.
No, turn it off.
It's off.
No, turn it off.
Did.
It's not off. No, come on. No, just one time, try to turn it off. You only have an hour and a half left. It's not even 2 hours.
Look at that. I won't look at it again, I promise you.
Then why not just turn it off?
Because it'll is turned off. Turn it I off. Can't double turn it off.
Let me see if it's turned off.
It's off.
It's obviously not turned off. I saw you not turn it off.
It's,
I saw
it's
you
turned
just
off.
Close the case.
Where are you going to be, Ari? Talk to me about these fun gigs.
October 18th, I'll be at the Bell House. You can get tickets at AriTheGreat.com. And then I'll tape my special in Austin, Texas, November 2nd through the 5th at Cap City Comedy Club. Get tickets for both at AriShafir.com. And this is not happening. Premieres on Thursday night.
Nice. I saw that.
Three.
Who's on the first episode? What white?
Sal Volcano from Impractical Jokers and Ari Shafir. Tell
nice.
A story.
Nice.
About Tebow.
Nice. Oh, when you slapped me with a condom?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations for Tebow getting
on. A full condom, by the way. Not a condom that was filled with cum and tied into a knot. He slapped me in the face with it, so.
Well, look at you, dude. You're making your Comedy Central debut. Congratulations.
I appreciate that.
Where are you going to be, Jason?
I'll be at the Comedy Store tonight in the main room at 9 o'clock. I'm not sure what show that is. I'm pretty sure it's going to suck, so please don't come to that. It will. You know that will. And then my set won't. And then I will be...
Ryan Monarch's show is good, aren't they?
If I'm on that one, it's good. They're not always good. Those fucking Tuesdays, because the roast battle's great and super packed, so the main room show is... What you want on Tuesdays is that early belly room show before. For those development spots. But I'm stoked to do it. I'm not being negative. But I'm telling you right now that if you sat through that entire show and you leave that show and you go, all 87 of those comics were great, I will suck anybody's cock that can say that.
Dude, I will literally go just to get my dick sucked.
There's no way you can sit still for 87 comics.
I'll do it.
I would suck your dick if you could just
you
sit there.
You both owe me head, by the way, so I'll just
why do I owe you head?
You know, it's so funny. The only person who's actually gives good head here is the only one who doesn't owe me
dick. Don't jump to the gun that she sucks good dick.
Well, it's got to be better than Ari.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I think Ari owes me a dick.
I would think Ari could suck better dick than Fight Nanny, just if like a push came to shove.
You think I could? You think I could for real?
Yes. I really would love to find
out. Sounds like it's going to be a pay-per-view event on Punch Drunk Sports.
How much do you think people would pay to watch Ari suck my dick?
Why would anyone want to see that?
First of all...
Oh, people would.
Oh, first of all, I love how you just hijacked my dick sucking. He's supposed to suck my dick, not your dick.
You're the one that said that.
No, I said he was going to suck my dick.
I said I bet he could suck a dick.
You were going to suck my dick because I'm going to go through all 87 of these comics tonight.
No, you said I already owed you one before that.
No, I said you owed this one. He owed
you. You haven't even paid this off and I owe it to you. That's gambling with Sam Tripoli.
Yeah.
The bet's not over, you lost. Yeah. It's just like last week, the Raiders. Falcons lose to Denver, lose to Carolina. We beat both Super Bowl teams back to back. We beat the team you beat
Falcons
by worse,
right,
and we beat you.
Okay,
Falcons are great right now. The Chargers should have.
Guys, I'm going to be at the House of Comedy this weekend in Arizona. I'm headlining it back in AZ, and you know what they say about Arizona? If you got coke, they'll fuck. So I'm excited about a whole week of that. Then October 19th, I am doing a comedy for autism benefit, the Naughty Show in Fullerton. You can go to FultonCares.com for tickets. It got Gareth Reynolds, DJ Crash, Lay's Dolls.
You should get Meyerowitz on there.
Well, they have Meyerowitz, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll throw him on there. Why not? We need some retarded
people. Half his act is about, oh, Jesus Christ.
And then November 11th to 12th, I'm back from China, the Naughty Show at the Planet Hollywood.
You're doing a China run?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
When is that?
Where are you going?
The 26th to the 8th. I come back on the election. I'm hoping I miss my chance to vote. I hate this.
You can miss your chance to vote if you're right here in the good old U.S. of A.
No, because they don't want me to vote, so I have to vote.
Who doesn't want you to vote?
The powers.
You could mail in a ballot. Sorry about that.
We don't know.
You could.
I might.
You totally could. You could do that ahead of time, I believe.
I'll vote for Joe Stein again.
If you know you're going to be out of the country... You can pre-vote ahead of time before
guys, also check out my YouTube page. I'm putting up a video every day. Sometimes it's 30 seconds. Sometimes it's 5 minutes. YouTube.com/SamTripoli. Any other dates?
Yeah. I will be November 4th. I'm at the Tiger Room in Fort Wayne, Indiana, doing two recordings of my new album called Return to the Red State. Tickets are going fast, so go to that. I'll keep tweeting about where you can get them, and that's going to be a super fun thing. I am in Long Beach in 2 weeks from today, and I will be actually running my album that whole time, so that'll be a fun one to come to if you're in the Long Beach area. And I'm doing like three different podcasts this week, so I'll be tweeting about those if you want to hear me talk about other things.
So many
other
podcasts.
Falcons.
So Dude,
the Chargers, first of all.
You know, this is like the fifth week in a row the Chargers have done that. They just give games away.
Yeah.
The way they lost.
First of all, they're driving down. They're down three.
Yeah.
They scored to make it down three.
Yeah.
They made a good stop.
Yeah.
They got the ball back.
Yeah.
Brees is fucking on. And then they get a third and they called it one. That was a third and two. Why they're handing off in that situation instead
third
of passing
and two?
Is beyond me. Brees
Why?
Is
it's two.
Great.
Melvin Gordon's running well.
They don't have Drew Brees.
You don't take
anymore.
The ball out of Brees' hands in that situation.
Oh, are
no.
we talking
no.
Brees,
Brees
or
was on
San
fire
Diego?
Right there.
Philip Rivers?
He might have been playing okay, but
Philip
no,
Rivers,
you
what are you
Brees,
talking
you let
about?
Brees have the ball.
You're talking about the Chargers?
Who are you talking about, Momo?
Drew Brees what? Plays for the Saints.
Oh, no. Who's the...
Philip
Rivers.
Yeah. You let him play. He's playing well. You let him fucking have the ball in his hands. There's no reason to get it out of his hands. So they get 1 yard. They're not even close to the first down. Anyway.
I would have ran that.
Down. That's fuck up one.
99% of the people who know football would run. What you did right there is the same thing Seattle did in the Super Bowl, and they lost to fucking the Patriots.
No, it's not. It wasn't
yeah.
The, it was second,
you
it
run.
Second
the guy is running good. 2 yards.
That's not why I would have run.
They were running.
Why would you have
I would have run because I don't – because here's the thing that's going on with that game. Chargers would get up 10. Raiders would just come down and score, and you're like, God, man, we can't fucking get rid – if they throw the ball, get an incomplete pass, stops the clock, kick the field goal to tie it, the clock hasn't been running at all – and now the Raiders got the ball back with a minute and a half.
There's another problem I did. So they don't get the first down. There's 2:12 on the clock. There's 20 seconds on the game clock. 2:12 on the game clock. Sorry, 20 seconds on the play clock. And I'm like, all right, clock's running. You're for sure not going to snap this, right?
Oh yeah.
Because obviously you're just going to let it go to the 2 minute warning, and then they snap it with 2:07 for no reason.
Mm.
Why are they running that play with 2:07?
Why? Why are they running that play? Because they're thinking that they want to score as quickly as they can because they know that the Raiders are going to go down and score quickly, so they might have some time left.
No,
on the
I disagree
clock,
with that.
Possibly.
I think they want to take their
not
time.
With 2 minutes left.
I don't think they
the
want
game.
To score quickly.
You tied up with a minute and a half instead of fucking.
That's trying
crazy.
To think inside.
You give the Raiders
skull.
A ball back, they're going to score if you give
yeah,
them any
you don't
time.
Give them the two, you don't give them the 2 minute conversion and two timeouts. You give them 1:55 with just two timeouts. And no, they just stopped them on the last drive, 3 and out. Well, that was dumb, and then the miss.
Nobody
snap.
Cares because we
escaped.
Win.
You escaped
we win.
So
we win.
Easily.
W's, dog.
Now. W's. Here's the problem now. That
W's.
Team should be 3-2, and they're 4-1. So now,
W's.
At the end of the season, when they should be 9-7, now they're going to be 10-6, and now they might make the playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what Sam
team,
and I were talking
but they
about.
They might have already yep. gotten enough wins where they put in position.
Sam and I were talking about that last night, about or 2 nights ago, about the bet, and I'm like, you might not beat me because the Falcons, after this weekend, I'm convinced, are a better team than the Raiders. They just have yeah. more convincing wins.
He's
but
crazy.
All of these, you really don't believe that. All of these
his
little wins.
Sucks.
My division sucks.
Yeah.
Dude, no, your division sucks.
Watch
no
how
way. We, okay, so here's Chiefs what you've said. Two. We know the Chargers suck.
Yeah. No, the Chargers are actually suck. Good. They just got bad luck. They
the
fucking played you guys
by
10, tough.
By more than
you guys
Raiders
went
have.
Back and forth.
With who?
With the fucking Chargers.
We did.
Kansas City's
yeah.
2-2.
We haven't played the Chargers.
Did you play the Chargers?
No.
Well, you're going to, and you're going to go back and forth.
You want
to
bet on that? You want to bet we blow their doors off?
No, dude, you won't blow their doors
we
off.
We play them in Atlanta.
I don't care.
The whole division's 3 games over 500.
So
as a whole,
last week you said Kansas City sucks cock.
Yes. I don't think they suck cock. I just don't think they're that good, as good as us.
Here's what's going to happen. The Bills are going to overtake the Raiders, for sure.
What?
The
Bills? No, Bills are
you're
garbage.
Crazy, dude.
Yeah,
Bills
sure they
are garbage.
You're
for
crazy.
Sure the Bills are. The Ravens are going to overtake the Raiders.
Ravens are garbage.
Garbage, dude. And we beat them, yo.
That's why they're garbage.
Who else can compete there in the AFC? Who
look,
else could be a playoff team?
Look at everybody. Look at, well, I mean, Cincinnati can come out of fucking nowhere, no
yeah,
problem.
They've been getting housed.
Cincinnati's 2-3. Cincinnati's got a possibility.
And they've been getting murdered.
The Jets are 1-4. They're done.
They're done.
The Browns are terrible, obviously.
1-4 is never
the Titans,
done.
Could the Titans do it?
No,
no,
they're garbage.
I don't see so.
They're not
the
garbage.
The Colts could do it. The Colts could go on a run.
Colts could go on a run.
No.
Colts could go on a run, for sure. They're 2-3. They're only 2 games behind the Raiders right now.
That team sucks.
Broncos are definitely winning division. The Raiders are going to be second.
You're crazy. You're crazy. We beat them last year, and we're better.
We beat them last year.
I know.
Is your answer for why you're going
to break? He's amazing to argue with, because all last week he's telling me how good Denver is. We beat the shit out of him, and now he's like, they're terrible.
Hold on.
Chargers
beat
are terrible.
Them with their rookie quarterback, not their normal quarterback.
Whose fault is that? It's not my fault.
Well, that's totally
fault.
Different team.
Not their other quarterback that sucks cock just as much
but
as Paxton Lynch.
Yeah, but he doesn't suck. He's a little bit more stable and he's played longer. Paxton Lynch, that was his first game. That was his first game.
Okay. Then Denver's great.
No, Denver's not bad. They got better.
Denver's
no,
great.
You beat them last
Denver's
year,
great.
And we beat them this year with their other quarterback.
They have the same
the Denver,
record as you,
Denver, the
and
Steelers,
they got a better
Denver
record than anybody in your division.
The
they have a better record than your entire division. They're leading your division.
No, we're leading the division. We've scored
You're
more
tied
points.
With Denver.
We've scored more points. We're leading the division.
You're tied with Denver.
And we're leading the division, and we're tied
You've
with the fucking
So you sweep Denver.
I'm saying we're going to play them tight.
If you're going by...
I'm not afraid of them. Let me just say that.
I mean, we weren't afraid of them. I hope you don't get Trevor Siemian, that fucking incredibly great quarterback.
Okay. The only chance are the Colts overtaking you, Kansas City overtaking you, which is a possibility.
Colts could... Kansas City will be interesting.
And maybe...
That's
who
you got this week.
The Bills. I don't know who else would do it, but I'm scared.
That's a real who's who. Are they 3-2, Kansas City?
No, they're
2-2.
2-3? Oh, yeah, they had a bye, 2-2.
They had a bye, yeah. So, I mean, once you go into league play, if they beat the Raiders, and then they're 3-2 and the Raiders are 4-2.
And the reason we're ranked higher than Denver is because we have a win in the division.
But if they take into account how weak the win was.
Oh, stop. Stop.
That was your only division game so far?
Yeah. No, it's the only division game in the division. Nobody else has played any games.
Nobody's played anybody else.
We've played our whole division already.
Yeah. That shitty division.
And yours. Well, we're undefeated against your awesome division, so how good does that make us be?
All right, dude. I'll give you the win. The Carolina, nobody knows why they just suck a dog's dick.
They don't have a running back. Their running back's been out for 3 weeks. They've lost all 3 games. Jonathan Stewart's been gone for 3 weeks. They lost all three of them. I'm not saying he makes a difference, but if you got a close game and you got, you know, Jonathan Stewart, who everybody knows who he is, and fucking whoever the fuck their backup is, I mean, 120 yards versus 70 yards could be the difference of a three-point loss. You know, I was glad he wasn't there when we played him. That's for sure. I mean, we still beat the living fuck out of those guys. But
yeah,
Carolina definitely is not, and so is Arizona. Arizona's not who we thought they were going to be.
What happened over there? That's a team you could see Brady go to.
No, I mean, Arizona's going to come back. They're playing okay. They lost some close games. They're 2-3. They'll be okay because the Rams are obviously not going to stay.
Why?
Anything, right?
They
we
got a great defense.
Palmer's playing this weekend. Who has a great defense?
They got a good defense.
The Rams.
Rams ain't doing.
They got
shit,
a good
though.
Defense, but I mean, who do they got to overtake Arizona right now?
St. Louis. I mean,
the Eagles, the Redskins, the Packers. I mean, who else
the
above them? Nobody
decent.
Really.
Packers are decent.
They're 3-1, but I'm saying like they can catch. They'll definitely catch the Rams are ahead of them. They might not catch the Packers.
Who? Who's this?
The Cardinals.
Okay.
But they'll probably catch the Eagles or the Cowboys. Probably the Cowboys. They're not going to last.
They're
2-3. I mean, it's like they can be easily be 5-4.
What? Yeah. No, they can't easily be 5-4 because they haven't played that many games.
No, they could.
You
be
mean
five
that's
and
what
four
could happen in the future?
Yeah, that's what
in
you're
four
saying.
Games you could be. Yeah, or, yeah.
Could be 5-4.
There's a lot of teams like that right now. That's what's interesting about the NFL. You really don't know who's who till like week 7, week 8, week 9.
I know. And if you could
teams go 3-2 and
games.
They got a guy, their best player suspended for 4 games, and then they run 5 off, and everyone's talking about how great they are. You know, you go
you
week
a
to
team,
week.
It's like, oh, they're mediocre 3 times, but if they're 3-0 in those 3 times, well, it's like, well, guess what? They got those W's, so maybe they suck, but the W's are on the record.
And that's where you're fucked, bro. And that's where you're fucked. Because we can sit here and talk to her blue in the face how the Raiders aren't a 4-1 team, but the bottom of the line is when you read the newspaper, they're 4-1.
4-1, son. 4-1.
They need 5 to 6. Well, they need
Black
6 more wins.
Jack Del Rio.
They'll need 10.
Is the man.
I think they need 10 to get it.
They'll need 10. They'll need 10 to be on the border. So they'll need 6, maybe 7.
Can we go through the lineup
sure.
again?
11,
no,
they're
no.
in. No. No, we cannot.
11, they're for sure.
I listened to that. It's horrible. It's me going, Devin, win! Win! No, win! 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 It's just you screaming win
maybe
over that.
You don't need to yell like that.
Football makes
I mean,
you guys so
if they go
mad.
6-5, they might not make the playoffs. But it's going to be tough for them to go 6-5 and not 7-4.
From now on, if they go 6-5, you say they're out. You're saying 10?
No,
that's 10 and 6.
Borderline,
10 and
the borderline at 6-5.
10 and 6 gets in, especially if the AFC is weak. 10 and 6 gets in, no
way.
Problem.
Okay.
Last year it got out and in.
Let me tell you something, man, about the Raiders. We have swag, dude. We've never had swag before. It's been so long since we had swag.
Have never had swag before.
No, dude, that's not what I said.
You just said the Raiders never had swag.
I didn't say that. I said
it's been so long.
Run it back. We
need
to run it back.
Thank you. Thank you, Aaron.
We run that back.
It's been so long.
Dude, if you rewind that, the first thing it says.
How long you want to do? How long? How much you want back? How much you want bet?
Anything. I'm willing to every bag, every bet in the bag of bets.
All right. Run it back, Aaron. Run it back.
Wait, bag
the
of
first
bets. Thing, bag
first, no, I say every bag in the bag of bets. I'm positive and you're positive.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy.
Ari, are you positive? Every bag in the bag of bets.
No, I don't want to do it.
Every run bag in the bag of bets.
That. All right, bag of bets. In.
Every single bag.
That's what I said. I go, man, we have swag. It's been so long since we had any
that's
swag.
The second thing you said.
No, that's what I said.
Nope.
Yep.
What
I'm
positive.
What do you say?
Positive.
Yep. I said it. And Aaron even confirmed it.
Oh, he heard what you said. How can we play it back?
What do you think he said, Tebow?
We can't.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be able
to. So you have to wait until it airs then.
No.
Well, it's live on YouTube right now. What he said was, we have swag. We have swag. We've never had swag. I go, the Raiders never had swag.
No. I go, it's been so long since we had swag.
That is what I heard.
That's Candace. What I heard.
Candace.
I think that's what he said, too. That's what I remember.
Thank you. I feel like I'm on Jason's side.
I'm positive. I'm positive.
Yeah, you're HIV positive.
Let's make the bet. Bag of bets.
I'm not bag of bets.
It was
stupid
your idea.
A bag of bets.
You said you'd bet anything.
I'll bet you $20 right now.
No problem. You'll owe me $20.
All right.
I never would have been like.
Shake on it. Shake dicks.
I agree. It's been a long time since you've had had swag.
Yeah.
I mean, you did. You're giving me $20. You're giving me
$20.
I will send you the time code at
3:30. He's going to shirk out of it for sure, even if he lost.
What?
I think you won, Sam. But I will tell you, if you lost, that $20 is not exchanging hands.
You're crazy. You're crazy. You're fucking crazy.
I tell you who brings the swag to the Raiders is...
Derek Carr.
Nope. Nope.
The black punter.
He's one of them. Two-Punch Shakur, that's what I call him. Two-Punch Shakur is one of them. And who's the dude from Crabtree?
Yes.
Crabtree has a swag that other...
And also their kicker has always been swaggy.
Yeah, Jano's always been up there.
Jankowski, yeah. Fat Jankowski. Chunky.
Really
chunky.
Is.
17 years he's so been fat. Kicking.
More 50-yard field goals than anybody in NFL history.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
I think so, but not if Morton Anderson's not in.
It'll be a while.
The same team.
I mean, Morton Anderson had...
The most 50-yard field goals.
15 years with one team and 12 years with another team.
That's crazy. How could he not be in the Hall of Fame?
Morton Anderson's the all-time leading scorer of two different teams.
Has he not been out of the league yet, long enough yet?
No, he's been out. Dude, the last time he played, he didn't allow black players.
Morton Anderson is not only the leading scorer in the NFL, he's the leading scorer of two different NFL teams.
That's nuts. How can that be that he didn't?
What are you doing right now, Ari?
He will.
What are you doing?
He will. He will be.
Up, actually. Up, up.
Oh, jeez.
Why are you wearing jeans? Is it cold there?
When will he be? He should be first ballot, man.
Oh, he wasn't. He's already on ballot.
Of all time.
He wasn't first ballot.
How can you not be in the Hall of Fame?
If he got in, he just recently got in, but I don't think he's in. And
you know what, actually,
guy, who's your old punter?
He played a long time, but he's not the best of all time.
Starts with an L.
No, it's Guy.
Guy Ritchie, the director.
I can't remember, but he's like one of the few kickers ever in the Hall of Fame.
He's the only one. He's the first punter, or no? The first punter to make it in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, there's one punter, and Morton Anderson is not in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
He's in the New Orleans.
That's unbelievable.
We're gonna lose Ari if I answer this.
Yeah, why does it have the take the call, but doesn't it say add? Oh, that's because Ari called us.
Yeah.
Ari.
No, you didn't take it. Then you called me back.
Yeah, we called him.
Oh, we did? Do we need him to call us?
No, we need to call him.
Okay, so we called you back?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, then we should be able to take this somehow.
All right.
Ari seems very nervous.
And we lost him.
You are on the air with Punch Drunk. Who do we have on the BetTSI Celebrity Hotline?
The champ is here.
Ah, George St. Pierre, the fight nanny's here, so I know that's why you're here, looking for some of that sweet MMA groupie junkie action.
I'm taking a break from women, but I appreciate the offers.
Why? Why are you taking the break from the ladies?
I have a weird situation going on at my home right now.
Okay.
Please be quiet.
So stupid. George, I gotta ask. Who...
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did hear a little something. I gotta say, I noticed a baby in the background. Is there what? Ari,
I don't know how to get this thing to stop. It keeps doing it. Please, I'm a champion. Stop crying.
Ari, have you joined us?
I caught up already.
George? Why do you have a baby?
I woke up this morning. I heard a knock on the door. I told David Lovato to get it because I cannot open my own door. I'm the champ.
Okay.
Are roommates now?
Were you guys sleeping together?
We live together. The rent is tough to pay by myself. I'm not. Don't have a lot of income right now, so I brought in a roommate.
What about your dinosaur show? That had to be wildly successful. Bring in some cash.
I got paid in paleontology hats and fossils. It was not that lucrative.
Who negotiated that contract for you?
Did it get renewed? Did it get renewed?
It was only, they ran it for two episodes. I guess that means it was a big hit.
Wow,
that's what that sort of means.
Yeah, usually they pick up more episodes if it's a hit.
This thing is driving me crazy. That kitty litter is not helping.
Are you giving the baby kitty litter? Have you tried that?
Yeah,
I have not tried it, but I am close. I'm going to lose my mind. I woke up this morning and there was a baby on my doorstep. This girl claims it's mine.
What girl?
What's her name?
Heather.
Heather. There's a lot of Heathers in Canada. It's like the number one name for chicks.
Is it really?
I'm just shouting stats.
Who's Heather? Do you know her? Do you know her from anywhere?
Do you know Do you know a Heather?
Do you know a Heather?
I had relations with her, but the aliens have assured me that this baby is not mine. They looked at it. They probed it a little bit, and there's no way it is mine.
George, how often do you talk to those aliens?
Yeah.
It depends on the week. Usually once a day.
Oh, okay. That's a lot.
Now, do they call you or do you call them? Because if you call them, that could be really expensive. That's a long-distance call, right?
It is long-distance. I have an intergalactic plan, but...
so fucking dumb.
So dumb.
Sometimes they show up in person. It just depends. Sometimes I open my closet and one of them is there wearing a wig like E.T.
Oh, is it kind of like Mork and Mindy where Mork at the end would talk to the guy in a private weird room? Remember, where did he go to do that? It was like some weird room.
Oh, yeah. Where did he go to do that?
I don't know. It was like, he's like, oh, excuse me, Mindy. Yeah. I got to go in the other room and shout at aliens. She seemed to be cool with that.
He would always go in the attic and do it.
Oh, yeah, that's the office.
Wasn't it the attic?
Was it the attic?
Yeah, that's where he lived.
That's where the office stole, that idea of like going and talking straight to the camera. They took it from Mork and Mindy.
Whose theory is that?
Breaking television news from Ari Shaffir.
Ari is always breaking news.
GSP, he knows. Now, George, I know you have a baby, and I hope this doesn't disrupt anything, because there are a lot of rumors that of you being the big headlining fight at 206 in your home country.
Country.
Where?
I would like for that to happen. We're still negotiating a contract. Dana White will not pay millions of dollars for David Loazzo, which I have to say, UFC and Dana White, your loss.
Last time you called in, you said that some of your demands were David Loazzo had to have a $100 million fight contract.
I don't see
at the very least, that is the bottom.
That's a lot of money.
So let me ask you.
One of the Diaz brothers to have his hand chopped off publicly.
Oh. Which brother? Know,
it's a weird negotiation thing where you go, this is the least I'll take.
Yeah.
Because then they just start at that.
Please offer me more. Please try to offer me more, though.
Now when it's $100 million for your buddy, I can't imagine how much money you want if you want David Loazzo to
have. Now, Michael Bisbin says he's priced himself out, that's why he hasn't fought, because he's asking for too much money, and Bisbin wants to fight him in Canada.
I would love to fight Bisping. He is just waiting to lose. His next fight is a definite loss. This guy can barely beat a 65-year-old man.
Barely.
I agree, George. I honestly agree. Bisping did not look. I mean, how's he going to beat a guy who's 2-3 on his way, 1-4 in his last five? One of those two. On his way out, you're skating by him, man. If that was a 7-round fight, you're not winning.
Dana
White is playing to the British fans.
What are these scenarios?
He's trying to keep this man in there.
He's trying to keep him
champion.
Who do you want? Who do you want to fight? You always hear who you hear. Bisbing, hear
Diaz.
Anderson Silva.
A Diaz brother, Silva.
Oh, I'd love you to fight fucking
Silva's the most. McGregor wouldn't happen. Silva has the most momentum.
Silva, for old time's sake.
Momentum. That's the one everybody keeps making it sound to me like that's what's going to happen. It's also the least important fight he could fight.
Least important. It's almost like a champions level fight.
It's like a Brock Lesnar fight now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember these guys here? Here's them one
remember
more time.
When these
we'll
guys used to fight? Yeah.
Exactly.
You guys love Bellator? We do too. We're going to put on a Bellator fight for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to fight the winner of Sage Northcutt versus Mickey Gallbladder.
Oh, I like it. I like it. You obviously have been listening. Who do you did you watch the fight, Nanny?
Yeah.
You did? Yeah. Weidman wasn't on there. You actually watched the fight?
No, I didn't, but you're going to yell at me.
No, it's fine. Do you only watch Weidman fights?
I only watch free fights or Weidman and Diaz pay-per-views.
Oh, by the way, he's cracked the code.
If she ain't gushing, she ain't watching.
The UFC fight code.
No, we go to the garage a lot for pay-per-views.
Yeah.
I don't like Bisping at all, so I was not willing to watch this.
I wanted to watch Hendo because it was his last fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got to love that guy. You got to love that guy.
Oh,
he's
yeah. Native American dropping H-bombs.
That was really the only fight I cared to watch. So I was like, this is what Sam was saying. I was like, fuck, man, where should I watch this shit? And then I was like fucking around on Twitter, just following live people's tweets, like Sure Dog and different people like that, MMA Roasted, fucking Tommy Told. All our friends of the show were tweeting live, so I was following them. And then somebody was like, something Periscope. So I clicked on it. if you just hashtag whatever, like UFC 204,
yeah, you can watch.
There's a shitload of people just periscoping it from their house, and I just sat in my living room and watched it.
We have really cool fans too that like will send video clips to me the whole time or like updates
of fights or what.
So I watched them. All right, what are you doing?
Like, dishes?
Ari, what are you doing? Stop! That sounds horrible.
Okay, that's you can just say stop.
What was it?
It was a sink.
Oh, it's like,
is there a baby there? That happened to me.
Do you have a baby in your sink, Ari?
I do not. No.
Would you like one? I have a friend who has a baby that he might want to get rid of.
I like all the girl fights too. Like prelims, I like to support like any girl fight.
Yeah,
of course.
I agree. They are attractive.
They're a good fighter.
I have a bone to pick with ESPN, so I don't normally watch SportsCenter. I don't have cable in my house.
Same.
But like, I'm in a hotel room.
Now you're
Saturday night.
Now you have to watch ESPN.
The fights are over. I'm watching SportsCenter from start to finish, and they don't even mention a title fight.
Yeah, unless it's Jon Jones or
Ronda Rousey, Cyborg.
What the fuck are they doing?
Unless it's a page six.
UFC, and they don't even mention it.
Yeah, it's not important to them.
They suck, man. They fucking suck.
Well, dude, nobody's watching ESPN. They've literally lost all of their subscribers. Over the last calendar year, they've lost 3 million subscribers.
Good. Fuck them. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I would like to say, fuck the British people. Shame on the British people for not cheering Dan Henderson as a proud North American. He deserved better.
I thought that too, George, and that didn't surprise me. The English fans, Scottish fans, Irish fans, they
Brazilians are definitely like that.
But Brazilians they're classier because they know that sport so well. You know, Brazilian fans will give it a standing ovation to an escape.
Right.
Where fans in New York, they don't care. You know what I mean? They care. So I think they have more respect for it. English people, Dan Henderson could announce he had cancer and he's dying tomorrow and they had to boot him. That's just how they are.
Is that breaking news?
That's just how they are. The same people that throw bananas on soccer fields. Black players.
The soccer hoodlums.
You know what I mean? English fans are rugged. And they don't give a fuck about politics.
Rugged's such an interesting word. I wouldn't use that word.
I wouldn't use that word either.
Rugged's like, oh, I can live in the forest for like
Old Spice.
3 days.
We're Old Spice.
That's rugged.
Yep, that is them. That is them. They're rough. They don't give a fuck. They're fucking. They don't have time for etiquette.
I think a better word would be asshole. They're assholes.
Remember a couple episodes ago when you were saying crazy words none of us had heard? You got a new word of the day calendar.
I wish.
They're rugged. You know who's rugged? Who's rugged?
You are rugged.
I'm not rugged.
You look rugged.
You
look rugged.
Not what rugged means.
You look rugged.
I look shady. I look beat down. I'll take that. Rugged is not that.
Rugged means like beard, but like not like a hipster beard. Like
rugged is like
beard.
Man
Sam
of the earth.
Sam has a beard right now.
Flannel. I do have a beard, but I'm not rugged. I'm like... No. I'm tired.
Murder.
Rugged is Ari's old best friend, Keith Jardine, but as soon as he started losing, Ari defriended him.
Yeah, you got to step away. No, I did not.
You did. Friends. You did. You really did.
When's the last time you talked to the Dean of Mean?
Yeah, when's the last time
Keith Jardine is the shit.
Doesn't he own Caveman Coffee?
Yes, Caveman Coffee.
I knew Tate, but I'm like, he's very successful.
For all your caveman needs, go to cavemancoffee.com, use PunchDrunk, get $10 $10.
None of that's true.
$10 what?
Go to cavemancoffeeco.com, use the code PunchDrunk, you get 15% off.
No, I didn't say that.
You said $10.
That's why he said
I said 10%
true.
Off.
Are you in the middle of a stroke?
No, I'm not.
You didn't just say you get $10.
I did. Okay. Maybe
should
I
we
did.
Do another bag of bets argument?
First of all, my Twitter's going nuts with how much you owe me $20 right now.
I owe you $20.
Caveman
Coffee, go there. Dude, you can get coffees, you can get teas, you can get crystal meth, all that available at cavemancoffee.com, Punch Drunk Sports.
I love those nitro 10% coffees.
10% off.
They sponsor 15. Everyone now. They're
15%?
On Anik and Florian.
I thought it was.
They're so successful.
What about Kitty Litter Coffee? I'm trying to get it going.
They do have Kitty Litter. We've been talking to them about
that's
exclusive.
That's the cream.
Yeah, that's the cream.
You mix it in.
You get 15, you're just starting your own coffee company, George?
I'm trying to get KLC going, Kitty Litter Coffee. I've talked to Tate Fletcher about brewing and growing a beard and stuff like that.
Okay, what did he
brew? Caveman Coffee. Did you guys see that guy smoking the ghost pepper?
No. What happened?
Put a ghost pepper in a bong, put it on a bed of weed, and he goes, yeah, let's see what happens. A Carolina Reaper ghost pepper. And he fucking, and then it was like, out of a bong, got a big hit.
What happened? I mean, what is wrong with everybody?
You're not supposed to smoke that.
Isn't
you know what I call that? I call that Wednesday morning. I've never thrown up from it.
Hey, dude, somebody has tried everything once to see if they can get high from it.
Or die, or eat, just eat it. Somebody had to try everything there was to eat. Somebody ate the first mushroom and was like, actually, these are delicious.
And then just like
smoked shrooms.
No, I mean like edible mushrooms.
Oh,
not
that's
like,
interesting. Ari, has anyone ever? I'm sure someone's thrown in.
I've never even heard of it. I've heard of a lot of ways people take
of
mushrooms.
Of course,
never
I'm sure. Smoked. I'm sure my brother has.
Well, if it does anything good, you would have heard about it.
Yeah, of course.
That I can promise you. If anything cool happened,
take them rectally. I'm asking for a friend named George.
George, you got a friend named George?
I do.
When you hang out with them, do they go, "Hey, you're Big George. He's Little George"?
No, it's him.
It's actually me.
Okay. All right. All right. I like that.
Ari, can I put the mushrooms in my buttocks?
Yeah, I think.
Ari, have you done shrooms up your asshole? I mean, it's beat up. It might be hard to get up there.
I've never done that, but I would think. Hold on.
Won't it not digest?
Yeah, I don't think you digest it. Digest it.
Because you have to chew it.
People put Molly up their ass and it fucks.
Yeah, but that's
Molly because you need to get into a
powder that dissolves.
Yeah,
this has got a mushroom clunk up in your asshole.
You just
maybe you should dice it up, then shove it up your ass,
or just chew it.
I don't know if that would work.
I know. Or I could just eat it and not have a fucking bunch of mushrooms lodged in my ass wondering will I ever get high when I know if I eat them, I'm going to get high.
Oh, yeah, if you want to prove your...
You ever sprinkle cocaine in your hair just as a maybe?
Well, you know, dude, it might be the next level high. They're like, dude, some people do stuff right up their butt because it makes it get even higher. So maybe just so
yeah, but
weird,
those all have to dissolve, like the tampon with the booze in it, that dissolves.
We don't know, dude. We don't know what happens when you shove shrooms up your
butt. Now we're in a scientific enlightenment era. So maybe the butt is where everything should go.
Maybe. There's only one way to find out, Ari.
Yeah.
Shove a bunch of mushrooms up your asshole, idiot.
I can't do it right now. I got shit to
Hold
do.
On. What's going on?
Oh, fuck. The baby. Sorry, we forgot about
the baby. The baby.
George.
God, the thing is clawing at my nipples. They don't have anything in them. The stupid eye.
Whose baby is it, George? Whose baby is this?
It's
the woman's saying it's mine. I don't want the baby.
I don't want it.
So you could just leave a baby at your door and you just pick it up and start breastfeeding it?
This is the fifth time this has happened to me.
Yeah, man. See, I noticed a pattern was probably brewing here.
What if it had a little championship?
They put the baby in jean shorts and they say it looks just like you. It's an old trick.
Yeah. So you got so babies in jean shorts just show up on your doorstep?
Think about it, dude. Every baby looks like George St. Pierre if you really think about it.
If you put it in jean shorts,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's like the easiest Halloween costume
jean
in
shorts
Canada
and a belt.
Ever.
Yeah.
Shorts and a belt. Yeah, that would be a good Halloween costume. Maybe I'll do that. Oh, it's too cold. That's a good LA.
You don't look
costume.
Like a baby or George St. Pierre.
No.
You just simply look like a Holocaust victim.
You look
all you look like.
You look rugged. You look
rugged. A rugged Holocaust victim?
A rugged Holocaust victim.
That's me in this episode, rugged.
What's with every picture of you on Instagram, you just don't have a shirt on, no matter where you are?
That's how he lives his life.
What is with comics not wearing their shirts?
What do you mean?
It's, Ari started it.
No, Bert Kreischer started it.
Oh, he does that on
stage.
Well,
he's got such a hot body.
He does it everywhere. You think he's got a hot body?
Bert
Kreischer?
Of course.
You think his body's hot?
Of course.
No, Bert is disgusting.
Yeah, seriously. You
no,
fuck
I don't
anything.
I don't think he's hot. What's wrong with you?
Why do you hate Bert Kreischer, anything? Manny?
You're going to have your vagina
See?
Privileges.
There's no winning this argument now.
Yeah,
Ari
because
yelling at me for
Bert
saying he's
not
hot.
Bert is a wonderful person, a hilarious comic. He does not have a good body. That's why he's working out. That's why, dude, the whole Tom is fat thing and Bert is fat.
He's been working out for a long time.
I think he's a horrible person with a great body.
I think he is a
shitbag.
No.
Stallion.
I disagree. I think he's a wonderful person who just needs to, you know, he's doing CrossFit now.
But he eats
more than he
burns. Do we
want shredded Bert Kreischer? Do we want that in this world? Like shredded Bert Kreischer?
Kind of. He used to be. There's a picture of him on Instagram.
No, he was never shredded. He was just in normal 20-year-old shape, which was great.
Which was 30 years ago.
Yeah. No, it's not 30 years. He's like a
47.
Is he?
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer's not 47. No way.
Let's look it up.
Let's
Look it up.
Oh, look.
Finally, somebody wants to look something up that she knows how to look up. We're arguing NFL schedules left and right. She's just sitting there with her thumb in her clam.
No. Ari was looking that up.
When is 204?
You're looking it up.
When is 205?
204 just happened. 205 is November.
Brett Kreischer is 42
He's 42.
Years old,
He's 42. Get out of here, GSP. You're 42. Not even part of the show.
That makes more sense.
Hey, when is 205? Like first week of November or something, isn't it?
Or the 14th.
14th of November? Is that right?
I want to fight on the 209 card as a fuck you
November
to something.
12th.
12th, okay, so second Saturday in November.
The next fight's
205.
November 5th.
Then 206 is
December
slowly
9th.
Getting good.
Let me ask you something.
Rumble Johnson.
Yeah.
206 Rumble.
Do you think they'll have that fight, since it's such a big fight in New York, will they have that on East Coast time or West Coast time?
No, they're always doing 10 p.m. will start the main card. They're not going to change it for anything.
Yeah. Well, it's a big event.
I know. People are going to watch
the
bars.
The same way. They'll do it the same way.
People are going to watch at bars or at home. They don't. It doesn't. No. UFC 200, UFC 100.
Connor
it's all.
Wins
no.
this fight. He's much bigger than Eddie Alvarez.
He could win.
Connor
McGregor. When they sent next, I'm like, holy shit, he's way taller than him.
They're saying he just got his nose broke, got knocked out sparring. Is he
knocked out?
Knocked out.
Got knocked out.
Connor?
Once you start getting knocked out, it doesn't stop.
And his nose broke.
Him and his coaches are denying that.
They're saying he was out cold sparring. Like 2 days ago.
They're denying that. They're
who's the guy that did
that?
That
I didn't. I'm not sure. I didn't read. I didn't know.
Sure if they got caught. Whatever. It happens.
Yeah, it happens in spot. You know, everyone wants to make a big deal out of it.
I agree with you.
George, has that ever happened to you where your sparring partner catches you?
Are you kidding me? I'm the best in the world.
Never? Who do you spar? I hear you spar
this
like grizzly bear.
Is that a serious question?
Yeah. Name me if
I do, as my friend Andrew Dice Clay says, I do the fucking in the sparring.
Okay.
Hey, are you?
Dice says that.
Name me your top five. Name your top five sparring partners that you've had in the past.
Oh, good question.
There you go.
David Loazzo.
Okay.
Yes. I knew that. I should have said name
number one.
I bet you Wayne Gretzky's on it. He's the great one.
Ronda Rousey. I sparred with her a little bit, mainly in the bedroom.
We just mean
physically. Not fucking. I know you call fucking sparring, but we're just talking about the octagon.
What about Steven Seagal?
I've never trained with a great master. I would be open to it. John Jones is a great sparring partner.
Yeah, I bet he's got reach on you, huh?
Tate Fletcher was interesting. I liked feeling the beard in various jiu-jitsu holds.
Oh, that was great. Did you smell him? Does he have a man smell to him?
He smells rugged. Ruggedly handsome.
Oh, see, nice. That's rugged. See? I would say.
Tate Fletcher is rugged, for sure.
Tate Fletcher is rugged.
All his Instagram pictures
100%.
Him, like grease all over him.
He looks like he just worked on a motorcycle, whether he did or not.
Oh, that's great. That's true. He looks like he runs meth for a biker gang, doesn't he? Yeah.
Any non-humans, maybe aliens, maybe a shark. I could see you sparring with a shark.
I could see you
fighting
a shark, maybe a dolphin.
Dolphins are pretty easy. I dreamed of fighting a dinosaur. I so far have not been able to make it happen, but I am optimistic.
You can take mental reps, though, on fighting a dinosaur. Get those mental
reps
in.
Who wins in a fight?
You were a
George
dinosaur?
St. Pierre or the gorilla that died in Cincinnati? Who wins in a fight?
Harambe. Before or after he died?
Before.
Does he use his teeth or is he wearing a mouth guard?
Oh, that's a good point.
That's a great question.
I go mouth guard.
We're going to go both. Mouth no mouth guard, then mouth guard.
If biting is included.
No mouth guard, but he's had his teeth taken out. So he can gum you really
I don't
hard.
Know. A gorilla could gum the fuck out of your arm. That would hurt.
Or how about that bear that gummed the fuck out of Roddy Piper? You ever hear that story where the bear sucked his dick?
No.
No?
It's a real story.
Mm-hmm. What?
What?
Yeah.
Bear sucked his dick?
Yeah.
I didn't know that
He
part
talks
of it.
About it.
Oh.
When he was alive.
It'd be really impressive if he talked about it now.
Hey, George.
All right, if you start booking dead people.
Of Roddy Piper?
What?
Did I have anything to do with it?
Yeah, there's some rumors surfacing about that.
I had emailed him a few times, told him some things he should try, but I never really followed up about it.
All right.
Interesting.
Really a denial.
Yeah, I'm seeing.
Well, George, I'm sure you.
Wait,
that baby sounds
that?
Dead.
Whose
by the way,
that?
The baby sounds dead. Wait, is the baby dead?
That would be good.
The baby is sleeping. Please, guys, keep your voices down. I don't want to wake it up. It's I'm trying to sing Frère Jacques. Everything I know.
Frère.
You woke it up without talking.
That is a great baby.
Seems to have the same cry every single time.
That's so fucking amazing.
Well, yeah, he's got a baby situation.
Yeah, we woke up the baby. He's mad at us.
Dude, why'd you wake up the baby? Ari, why don't you fucking go to video so we can see your Jew clam?
My video's on.
All right, we can't see
you. Ours is off, but...
All right.
Yeah, we can't see you. All we see is your giant bulbous nose.
I don't even know if that's his nose. So the what else is going on? Baseball today?
Yeah.
Oh, Ortiz, last game yesterday.
Yeah, that was sad.
It was sad, but it was amazing how the fucking fans cheered for him for that long when he wasn't even coming out. He had to hear that they're like, hey, they're still cheering for you 15 minutes after they left the field. He goes, really? He had to go out there and take another bow. It's sad, but it's also like...
We're losing legends left and right, man.
I finally came around on that guy. That guy's amazing. That guy was an amazing player.
Yeah, he was, dude.
And his final season, he didn't go out like a chump. He went out with an over 300 batting average, lots of home runs.
Yep.
Probably could have played another year.
Yeah, I'm a fan of David Ortiz now.
You are? Now that he's done?
I mean, no, this last, like, 2 months, I was like, you know what? This guy's great, especially since the Yankees weren't really in it. So I was like, I could root for him without having to feel competitive.
I like it.
Yeah.
I kind of had that with both the two high profile Yankees that retired, like Jeter. And, you know, I never really liked him his whole career, but then when he retires, you can kind of go, "Damn, man, you really
like
you
Jeter.
Have some good highlights. You played strong,
really
not
played clutch.
Right now.
I always liked Jeter. I don't know. There's something about him. He was just
he never
like always laid back.
At the first, Jeter never didn't hustle as hard as he could to first. Even it doesn't matter if he's out. He's fucking running as hard as he can.
It's one of those things where it's just I just never liked him because I never liked the Yankees, and when they were good, and then he starts coming out and playing out of his ass, and you're just like, and now they got this guy, you know what I mean? It was like the Lakers getting Shaq. It was like all that where you're like, oh, of course. I just lump it all up into the same big pile of fuck the Yankees.
Do you think that Jeter becomes a coach?
Good question. I think he's gonna fuck puss for like a bunch of years.
He just got married, dude. He's smart because she can't get any of that money.
Oh, right. He's not making anything.
Yeah, he's like, I'm broke. I'm not making a dollar. We're living off your cash.
Fuck with that.
He's doing that Jay Leno thing where he lives off whatever he's already made.
Yeah. She's great, though. She's great.
Who is it?
Some hot model. You want to look that up?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, if it's, as long as
I love how you're like,
related,
fine.
She's right there looking it up.
No, but I just thought, like, why does this matter?
Why does what matter?
Why does what matter? Who Derek Jeter's marrying?
Because we're talking about
it. I'm sorry if we're talking about someone hotter than you.
Hannah Davis. I never claimed I'm hot. Sam knows everything. She's a fashion model. She's 26.
Okay, let me see her.
So she's almost too old for Ari.
26? Yeah, it's borderline. What's her name?
26 is
Hannah Davis. He's 42, so it's like Ari's age.
No, he's not. He's ageless because he's rich and famous.
Hannah Davis. Yeah, exactly. He hasn't had stress in
women fuck 300-year-old vampires, by the way. Because,
yeah,
She is hot. Oh, yeah.
5'9 and a half.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is Alex Rodriguez marrying that billionaire?
Born in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. She's one of those,
but
she's like,
dude.
Got that weirdly blonde green eyes.
You know what she kind of looks like?
Sports
Bogart.
Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Bogart.
Who's Bogart?
Yeah, that's, in a weird way,
in her
right.
face a little bit?
Yeah, 100%.
A little bit? You know what I mean?
100%.
What's that?
You said, who's Bogart? I said, that's me.
Yeah.
Close enough to
me. Oh, I remember her from the Sports Illustrated Simpson issue. I remember her.
Yeah,
he remembers.
You know he's going to bang top shelf.
She looks younger than 26. Does that work, Ari?
Well, because she's never had to do anything in her life.
Ari's
never,
like, yeah.
She's never had a bad day in her life.
She is.
People have made sure
she's loves her.
Happy and laughing all the time. She does not live in a real world. She lives in a world where everybody wants to hit that puss. So she gets a free pass to do whatever
exactly.
she wants.
Exactly. She doesn't know how much beer costs.
She thinks she's ever bought a ticket to anything in her life?
She doesn't know how much anything costs.
Damn, dude.
Fuck. She doesn't know how much anything costs.
No. And she never will.
She's like, she doesn't even know what an 8-ball of cocaine is. She just knows there's always Coke in a plate.
Dude, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's never waiting in a line.
Never.
What about in like 15 years?
Shut up. I'm looking at someone hot.
In 15 years, there'll be another one of her, and she can kick
off. No, will Ari think she's hot in 15? Like, she'll have to wait in line.
Girls like that
years.
Age incredibly well, unless they get horrible drug problems.
She's got big boobs, too.
Yeah.
She hires people
you
to wait in line.
You think he's not going
to
bang anything less than a D cup?
How dare you even think he would? You know?
I like, know.
That guy's a winner.
The biggest, thing,
two,
about, the biggest thing about him
I'd
is
retire,
like,
too, if that's who I was banging.
Would you want to date a famous chick? Because there's, like, super hot, not famous women.
Right. Which is famous, there's... but not famous, famous. Like, people might go, like, wow, she's so hot, but they won't be like, I know who you are. A little bit they will, but not that.
Yeah,
much.
But she has, like, hot chick fame, and I think that's the worst kind of fame. You want a girl who's, like, a fucking 9-to-5-er that's just for some reason.
Yeah, good luck getting someone that hot who's doing a day job.
No, I'm with you.
No, but Tim's right, though.
There are lawyers.
There's all kinds of
teachers, professors.
You're just naming me jobs, but that's not something hot chicks have as jobs.
No, they do
but,
do that.
But Sam, I think
sales,
seven.
They love like pharmaceutical sales. They love that shit.
No,
maybe
let me.
Maybe eight. What, not 9.5.
But you're talking about women in Los Angeles that are smoking hot. Of course, they're not going to be a substitute teacher or whatever. But you can go around the world and in America. And
San
find,
Diego, there's girls who have day jobs.
Yeah.
And they're not trying to be Instagram models.
That's girls down there are hotter than girls up here anyway.
At 25, they've already cashed in.
It's a negative view.
What do you mean? Yeah,
no, I agree with Sam. I think that it's a positive world where we could, in fact, find some gorgeous girl who doesn't believe in herself enough yet and is totally given up on life, and now I can swoop in and get her, convince her to like me for at least long enough to get her pregnant. That's really just the goal.
Oh, dude, if you're hooking up with that chick, you got to go for the knockup. It's never going to be – your genes will never get a better chance than that.
So right.
Your genes will never get a better shot than that.
So right.
Ever.
I will tell you that's how what's his name? Tiger Woods married a fucking nanny and she's hot as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what it's
there
Sam's
are
point.
Normal, like yeah, somewhat right. hot.
There's hope for me?
Yeah.
No. No. There was hope for you 10 years
he's
ago.
He's the mean one to me.
I'm
why
just
are
agreeing
you
with,
being mean?
You already said why we're talking about this is stupid. You're already shitting on the
no,
show.
No, I wasn't shitting. I was saying he knew she's a model. He literally, like, I gave no information that Sam.
I was saying
know.
There's hope for you. Yes,
people just don't
you
believe.
Said
10 years
not.
Ago,
you said 10 years ago.
Why don't you guys believe in me?
How are we not believing in you? I was just telling her time's passed.
Time's not passed.
By the way, this is baseball talk.
She's a nanny.
This is baseball talk.
She's a nanny. He's married to a nanny right now.
Do you
Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
She always
was. She was a nanny. Now she's takes care of
her. No, now she's fucking another billionaire.
He cheated on her, though.
Fucking another billionaire.
At some point, why does she just get after a good person? Why is she still looking? Habits die hard. Like, why are you still looking for someone rich?
Maybe, dude, you're assuming those rich guys are assholes. They're maybe really happy dudes because they've conquered the world. You ever meet somebody like, Ari, you, back when you were an unknown, you were a cocksucker. Now you're famous. You're like a nice laid-back dude. You're getting pushed. You're doing every gig you want to do. You're a nice guy.
Shut the fuck up, man.
You know?
Why'd he just say?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I've seen people get and they just calm down. Brian Callen, I've seen that. Rogan, I remember when Rogan really hit his fucking stride. He was chilled. I've seen it happen.
It can happen.
I don't think
it's going to happen to Ari.
Aaron, do you think the Dodgers have a chance today? Kershaw pitching.
On 3 days? Yeah, they have a shot.
And then they send Urias.
That's not going to work out well.
I don't know, man. I like that kid.
I don't.
He's got heat.
Give him 2 more years.
I don't know, man. I think the kid's got it.
Win this and then go back to Washington?
Yeah. We've won there. We've won there a lot. We're not afraid of them.
Well, you got to win. Now you got to. It's not an option. You got to win 2 in a row.
I can't
believe that the Dodgers are down 2-1.
I can't either.
I really can't. I thought, if anything, I can see it going like...
Well, they're up 1-0. They were up 1-0. It wasn't like they ran away with it. They're up 1-0.
Yeah,
you know?
Steal but one on the road, and then you lose 2 in a row.
They're playing a better team.
I want to go... Do you know that the Sparks are in the WNBA final? Anybody want to go with me?
Absolutely not. I can't.
Really? I've never been to any kind of finals ever in my life.
And if you go to the WNBA, you still haven't been to any kind of finals.
No, I go watch. I like basketball. I'll use my SeatGeek app, and I'll go put in Punch Drunk, and I'll get cheap tickets.
That, nice. For sure, because you get $20 off by using the code PUNCHDRUNK.
Yeah, I'm thinking
they
about
They may
doing.
Owe you money.
Yeah.
SeatGeek might have to cut you a $2 check for your $18 worth of tickets you get.
I might go do that, dude. I like basketball, and I've never been to a like, let's say the Clippers go to the finals, right? Those tickets are going to be way too expensive. They're just every asshole doesn't even like them are going to buy them out.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be able to see a team.
Do you think this is a sold out? If it's the WNBA finals, is it sold out?
For them, half the arena full? Yes, it's a sellout for them.
So, no, I'm saying, do you think there's an empty seat in that house? Second biggest city in America.
Yeah, I think there'll be a couple, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of those things. I mean, there's a large lesbian community out here, and they take their basketball serious. I'll go watch it. It's fundamental basketball. I love basketball.
I mean, I went to female college games.
I know. Because your mom couldn't get a babysitter.
Ari played on a team.
Ari played female college basketball. So we're not hating on women's basketball. I'm just saying I would – there's things I would rather be doing with my time than going to a WNBA.
Do you think Aaron is just stewing over there because our baseball talk went into the WNBA for the first time ever?
It's not
good. Ari, did you watch that Cubs game last night?
I stopped recording.
Thank God. Thank God. All right, did you stop? Did you watch that Cubs game?
No.
It would have been 3 in the morning.
Which one? The one they just
lost? So you really don't like baseball, Ari.
The one that just ended. The one that just ended like an hour ago.
You know, my team's been out, and it's hard for me to get into it. I was also on the road. I'm working about the special, so it's hard. It's hard. I do like baseball, and I haven't followed as much as I'd like to. It's stupid.
I was telling Aaron before we started the show today, I was like, the Cubs were about an inning away from having to sign Tim Tebow to pitch the rest into the evening last night.
Oh, they went through everybody?
Oh, yeah, dude. 14 or 15 it ended. And they like, catcher's playing outfield. They're moving everybody around. They're like literally like warming up non-pitchers. They went through every single pitcher. And I'm like, and when you're at that point and it's such a back-and-forth game, you're like, we need a home run right now or we are going to lose in the next inning because we have nobody left. I mean, it would be like Brody Stevens pitching to, you know, who's like a decent pitcher, but every major leaguer would love Brody like Stevens pitching to them.
I'm mad at you.
You know what I mean?
Say he's not a decent pitcher.
No, I'm just saying he's somebody that could pitch good. He's a baseball player-ish. I'm still saying I would love to take a fastball from Brody right in the shoulder. One to all three of us. Maybe even throw up my head.
No, I think this is a bad idea.
I would love for you to do that while I watch and laugh on the side.
He's going
to
die.
Why don't you just do it as a stunt? Why don't you just do it as a stunt?
Why do we need that?
That doesn't help the show.
This is how you're trying to commit suicide.
That doesn't help the show.
Let's do an episode every week of Can Tebow Die?
He wants it to hit him right in the temple, and he just screwed.
Not wanting to hit right in the front teeth. I just want to smile at a fastball from Brody and just see what it does. You think I'm scared of that, Brody? Where are you? Brody, you think I'm scared of your fastball?
I know where Brody is on Periscope right now. That's
probably
all day. Does he Periscope himself while he sleeps?
He's the Truman Show.
He really is the Truman Show.
What kind of data plan does this guy have?
Here's the thing, and you know who does that too a lot? Red Band does that a lot. You can't have a, hey, how are you? Or Don does a lot too, Bears. Hey, how are you? Hey. And it's like, I'm just asking how you are. I don't want to be broadcast to the fucking everybody. And then you wind up never even having real conversations with anybody. You're just like, hi, everybody, watching Don walk around a room.
I felt like Periscope had its moment, and I think it's over. I think it's just video spam.
So is Vine. Remember Vine? What happened to Vine?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
because people are like, 7 seconds is stupid. And then every celebrity who came out as a Vine celebrity, just horrible entertainer. Yeah.
Well, it's like there's always a new thing where everyone goes, this is the new thing! And they're like, no, it's not, this is! So there's this big mad rush for 1 year of
everybody keeps saying one thing. Twitter's
going
to die, but I just think it's where people deliver news. It's always going to be there. Instagram will be big. I don't know what goes after Instagram.
There'll be something.
Facebook's
still around.
People love Snapchat. Snapchat's
Facebook is the smartest one of them all because Facebook made it so you had to use your Facebook account to log into places. So if you talk shit to people, they had your real name.
Yeah. Yeah. And you link your Facebook to all those other ones, too. They're smart to go, oh, everything that's new and popular, you can link it to your Facebook, FYI.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Porn sites, I always list my porn sites. Connect your Facebook. I'm like, fuck yeah. Suckadogsdick.com. Fuck yeah.
Porn sites ask you to connect to Facebook?
No,
oh, I was going to say, that'd be fucking, you'd be like, fuck no. Kidding me?
Yeah.
They're like, and Put in your mom's phone number so we can text her what you're watching. No, I will not be doing that.
Ari, how's it feel? Yeah. Okay, back to let's finish up our awesome baseball talk.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Last week we all said Toronto, we wanted to win. Ari, you said Toronto would win.
I said Baltimore. Yeah. Didn't happen.
Yep. And then we all thought
Boston.
Yep, we all thought Texas would just run.
I thought the Red Sox would win.
I said Cleveland.
Yeah, we all said, I think we all said Cleveland, didn't we?
I said Boston.
You said Boston. What'd you say?
I said the Sox.
And I know you and I said Cleveland.
Yeah, I was wrong about that.
Cubs, I don't want to say anything to even jinx anything.
I will. They're going to win it.
We were up 2-0, and I was like, let's just go in there, beat him real quick, face our best pitcher, knock him out. And then with the rain delay I was like, well, that's cool. Whoever comes out of this series, they got another week. Cubs can just rest for a week. And now that doesn't seem to be the case.
Baseball's weird, man. Baseball's the one thing where if you rest, you kind of get out of sync. It's the weirdest fucking thing.
As a hitter, yeah.
Baseball, you just want to keep going.
As a hitter. Pitchers need the rest.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, why baseball can't do the 3-game playoff instead of the 1-game playoff is because you would have to fly somewhere, play a game, then fly back. It's impossible.
It's brutal on the winner. You play a 3-game series where you have to use all of your aces just to get in. Then you go to St. Louis and you get mopped up by somebody whose pitchers have been resting for a week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's always going to be 1 game.
I think the 1-game thing is exciting as fuck, though.
It's exciting and new.
It's exciting as fuck. And honestly, it's like I like it because it was like the people were just like, I'd rather take second because
like when you say it's exciting as fuck, what does that mean? Like you, like
it means
people
like you're
fucking,
out. You're out in a day, you're
watching
out.
People fuck. It's that's
or
exciting.
Just how exciting fucking is.
Oh, I got
oh you're like, oh, I'm fucking. Yeah, this is so exciting. Oh, I'm done. I'm sleeping.
I sure love this fucking.
I sure love that. So that's what it is.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
Yeah. I guess that's what I meant. Yeah, I guess that's what I meant.
Hey, Chef Boyardum, what are you making now?
Kale.
By the way, everybody loves...
Oh, he's eating this guy.
Everybody loves
he's
you.
A real chef.
I don't have time.
Chef Boyardum Dick.
I don't have time to even eat.
So, let's go. Do the Dodgers lose today, Aaron?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Fuck.
So do I.
Ari?
No, they lose. They're the disappointing team in baseball for the last 15 years.
We're starting to become the Atlanta Braves of the 90s, and I'm not happy about that.
That's interesting. That is...
true.
No.
True.
You have to win your division every year.
We've won it 4 years in a row, fuckface.
4 years in a row?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Weird. Thank you.
Go ahead and look that up.
Can I get that apology right now?
Maybe you're the Cardinals of the 2000s.
Can I get that apology right now? Hello? Thank you. Okay.
4 years is a little shorter than 14, by the way, the Braves won 14 in a row.
Yeah, but we're starting to win our division, and we can't go anywhere because our guys keep thinking, you know, it's...
Well, the Braves made the World Series times.
We have to.
Yeah.
Analytics,
I would like to... Breaking news, I would like to thank Takara Somni for sending me the video of Sam saying we never had swag.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, I got so much stuff on Twitter.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, Sam.
Oh, shit.
I thought you said it right.
And then someone else sent a video of the $10 thing. Did you get that?
I don't even know what that is.
Where he said you get $10 off for caveman coffee.
Okay. Yay.
And then you said
10%. Fucking snitches.
It's 15%.
Yeah, but remember he said $10 off.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You guys
had
that whole fight.
We didn't bet on that, though.
No, like but someone sent a video of that, too.
I don't like any of you guys.
It's the people of Twitter doing
it's
this.
It's the people of Twitter. What are they, a fucking
fans.
Country?
They're, fan,
people
they're fans
of, Twitter.
Of proper, I don't know, truthfulness.
All right,
whatever
well,
word.
I get it. I get it. I get it. So you guys think, who do you think wins, San Francisco or Cubs?
Cubs.
I think the Cubs. I mean, they still got to win
Cueto,
one out
dude.
Next.
Cueto.
No, I think it's Matt
Cueto.
They
should have pulled Cueto in after one out in the eighth. I was screaming at the TV. I was like, stop it. He's done. Pull him out. Please, pull him out.
Who? Cueto? Who are you talking about?
Yeah. Cueto in game one. Mm.
Cueto!
I'm telling you.
It's Matt Moore
like,
versus Lackey.
He's got 102 pitches.
Lackey and Moore?
This is what... It was instant. As
it's
was yelling,
Cueto.
Home run.
That's a 540.
What's our bet, Tebow? What's our bet on the
I got to look that up. I wrote that down last night to look that up because I have to look up all three, but I named that episode and it's all in the description. So I just got to go back and find what episode that was where I took, because you weren't here, I don't think.
No, I was.
When I took three bets on the coast. Okay, cool.
Yeah, he was there.
I'll remember that then.
Hey.
It was all three of us. I don't think we had a guest. But anyways, I'll go back and figure that out tonight, and I'll tweet what all three of the bets are, because I have one with you and two with fans. And so after the game today, win or lose, I'll go back and figure that out, and I'll specify what our three bets are. I think I have two bad ones and one that's, like, doable.
Can I ask you, out of our preseason picks, whose teams are still alive?
Not me.
Oh, preseason
picks. Preseason for baseball?
Yep. I know who I picked.
Did I pick Toronto?
Who did I pick? Did I pick the Orioles?
I picked San Francisco and Toronto.
I think I picked Toronto and the Cubs.
I might have picked Toronto and the Cubs, too, but I don't remember it. Aaron, do you remember what I picked?
No, I had Baltimore and the Pirates.
For the baseball guy, you
have Baltimore and Pirates for the World Series.
Yeah. Baltimore's a good pick. They played. Yeah. They underachieved Baltimore for sure. They're a better team than they played. The
Angels were highly touted too.
They
going
had 250 home runs. The Orioles.
No pitching.
Yeah. No, they had pitching.
And then they just didn't use their fucking closer for some unknown reason.
Yeah.
Hey man, that's why Baltimore. You get paid the big bucks.
It's not some unknown reason. We're talking about the sixth inning, the fifth inning. It's like it's.
Can I tell you?
I understand what you're saying.
Baseball's biggest problem is that it's such a regional sport, and that even these playoff games, it's almost impossible to find them on TV.
Impossible. Oh,
they fucked up the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's anything like, before what are the World doing? Series is impossible to find.
Yeah, dude, they're CBS, like, you got to go to MLB.TV and have a password.
Yeah.
To watch the playoffs.
What a dumb.
Dude, you couldn't shoot yourself in the foot more as a business.
The UFC now is actually giving fights away on YouTube.
Love that.
You can actually watch a whole fight. Because these people know you got to get exposure. You got to let people see these fights.
Yep.
That's how they're going to get into it. Dude, I couldn't find a Dodgers game. Yep. It took me forever. If I didn't have Major League Baseball channel, I wouldn't do it. Why is it on Fox Sports 1? Why is it on Fox during the week? What is your program during the week that you're not going to put a national team as big as the Dodgers that travel well?
Doesn't even matter that any playoff game. It's not even that it's the Dodgers in Los Angeles and you can't find it on any computer, any television. I've been to your house. I know you have every channel there is. Your cable bill has to be $350 a month. You have channels not even in English, and it's not on your television. That's why you pay for that, because you're a sports fan.
You want every baseball network. It's so stupid.
So I'm on Apple TV. I'm like trying to find it. Oh, it's not on TBS. It's not on ABC. It's not on all these things. So I go to MLB.TV, click on that. It's like, put in your password, $10.99 a month. You can watch this game. I'm like,
and only
that's what's wrong with baseball.
Only if it's on TBS.
They don't get it.
Wrong with baseball.
They're an old dude, and they don't understand it. They're up against everything.
They're an old dude.
Meanwhile, every Thursday night football game on the NFL, I can watch on Twitter. They stream them live on Twitter now. You can watch. I was literally on the bus just watching a fucking last Thursday's football game. You can watch it live on Twitter. You don't even need to be at home.
No. Oh, live? You can watch
every Thursday night football game is live on Twitter. Go to Twitter, click over to streaming, hit live, and your football game starts. And a Major League Baseball playoff game? And then they wonder why attendance is always low. They wonder why merch is low. They wonder why people aren't as into baseball as they are into the other games that we are able to watch.
The NFL's ratings are down.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
But they say it's because of this Trump-Hillary.
I thought it was just the live is, and that it was because everyone's recording.
I think it's that part of it is what they're saying. They're also saying that
they
can't factor in the amount of people. What's happened is fantasy football has changed the way people watch football. And it used to be everybody would just watch their one game, and you could tell on Nielsen ratings who's watching what. And now everyone's going to bars watching every single game. Now everybody has a Red Zone channel where they're just watching every single thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Now everyone's following on their on Twitter and watching on
your Red Zone.
Well, it's just an evolution of them, and they are using an old way to figure out who's watching what.
Why do people go to bars? Is it more fun?
Because you can watch every single game at once.
Oh, got it.
Every game is on.
Get drinks, and maybe bang the waitress.
It sounds more fun.
You can catch a buzz, have a burger, and every single game's on TV instead of sitting alone in your apartment hitting last channel.
To watch a football game at a sports bar. It's so fun.
Yeah, because you got a pile of Denver fans over here. Everyone over there is in Bengal jerseys. You can kind of meander around
and talk. You know what I don't like? UFC in bars. I don't like it in bars.
You can't hear.
You can't hear Rogan.
Yeah, and there's too many Monday morning quarterbacks in there, too. too many of these people think they know what's up.
I'm like, I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to talk about who's on the team. Like,
you don't even know what you're talking about. I don't want to get into some, I know more about the UFC than you do argument with some dude that's like, Ronda Rousey's a blood. I'm like, you hear some bozo spouting off at the mouth, and you want to turn around and correct them.
Yeah.
Because you know they're not a real fan. They're just in the bar watching this, trying to sound like they know what they're talking about to their fucking whore girlfriend.
You know what, dude? You know what? I just want to say, guys, check out our Amazon links on punchdrunksports.com. Check our Amazon.
Hey, do you guys ever do this? Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Come on, dude. You guys have been doing great. Thank you guys very much. We appreciate it. Go to punchdrunksports.com, Amazon links, use our promo code, help the show out, and our Patreon, dude.
It's not even a promo code. You just got to go through our website.
Yeah, guys, go to Amazon anyway.
You
can even do it this way. Just save Punch Drunk Sports and no. And save that as Amazon in your bookmark.
You act like you were dropping a baby.
Amazon, it takes you right to Punch Drunk Sports. Takes you right to Punch Drunk Sports.
Yep.
And then it's like as soon as he's done talking, you can't help. Oh, someone else is talking? Let me open it up.
Also, our Patreon, guys. What's going on with the shirts? Do you guys know what's going on with the shirts?
People are getting them.
They got them?
I haven't talked
to them.
Yeah, I've seen them multiple pieces.
The first round of those have gone out.
I have the shirt in the car. You have to sign it.
Is that what you mean? So we should do the drawing next week again.
We should. Only black and white shirts.
But until the website's retooled and clicked with the thing, you technically can't buy these yet. But that's happening very soon. We're working on all that.
Ari, do you know any good web designers?
Yeah, absolutely. Bing Chan. She's the best.
Okay.
I like how you got an answer and you're like, that was too easy.
No, I like her.
Have you guys ever done this? You go back and forth with a girl, maybe get her number, maybe see her on like Instagram or Snapchat or Twitter or something, and then she flirts a little bit, and then you go back with like, okay, I think it's in, and it's like, oh, I want to bend you over a fucking stool. And
you were saying that?
Something real dirty, and then no response.
Yeah, you're like, Ari, you're 40. You can't say that shit. No, it's just, I was talking about this on stage the other day. The power of 20-year-old dick. You don't realize. Women are always like, if you get older, it sucks. Dude, as a man,
only for the women who are into 20-year-olds. The women who are into men who know what they're doing are different.
No, dude. 20-year-old dick, the shit you could get girls to do at 20. If you didn't even have to ask. You'd be like, hey, you want to do this weird shit? Like, yeah, and it was on. Now you need, mental illness. Girls got to have some kind of mental illness for you to fucking get it going.
I don't know. I feel like guys go real fast. Like, I get those texts quick, like Ari says, like, right away. Just, like, before even your first date. I'm, like, nervous to go out because I'm like, God, it got sexual.
I don't know, man.
But this is after you're already sending naked pictures to the guy?
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying guys started off fast.
Naked picture.
Okay, she already sent you a naked picture? And then you said that? Then that's weird.
Dude, women are just like that. I was driving up with Craig Condit, Becky Robinson, and I forget who else it was. We were all driving in a car, and like Craig Condit's very funny young comic, showing everybody pictures he takes of him doggy styling chicks. And everyone's like, oh, that's so funny. And then I go, so who here likes buttholes? And everyone literally looked at me and go, Tripoli. That's really uncalled for.
But look at this picture of this stranger.
What? What? That was really inappropriate. I go, what?
Ari, I love
it. I love it when you can't even comprehend what you did wrong. We're like, wait, what?
I thought I was playing your game, too.
Every week, Ari has a different love story.
Well, Ari's in New York, and there's too many women. Do you know there's too many women in New York?
My heart is full of love.
There's too many women in New York.
I understand that. I can't keep up. I like it, though. I keep thinking you're in love at every country. And then what about the Jewish lady that was 30? I was shocked you were dating a 30-year-old. Was she done?
Yeah, 29. I found out 29.
Is she done?
No, she's not done. We hung out right before I left for Omaha. And then she went to go have some family drama stuff. And then, we'll probably go out again.
But you had a lot of Punch Drunk fans.
Right, when was the last time you had a girlfriend?
When I was in L.A., I had a girlfriend. Over the winter.
The one that when you moved to New York, you laughed at her when she said, let's stay together?
She was cute.
Yeah, she was like, maybe I'll move with you. And I was like, come on.
You laughed at in her face and was like, why would you say that?
Not really, though. You don't really want to live with me. No way. And she was like, why is that so weird? I'm like, no way.
Sith Lord. They want love from the Sith Lord.
That's the Armenian one that you're talking about?
No. The Armenian one's long gone.
What do you mean she's long gone? You say
race
like she's
traitor.
Dead.
She's a race traitor.
Say it like she's dead.
Hey, Aaron, how's marriage going? Are you plowing? Are you hitting it hard still?
Oh, yeah.
How's that going?
It's great.
Do you talk dirty in bed, Aaron?
Nah.
I don't see you say nasty shit.
Aaron, let's hear some.
Aaron, what's the dirtiest thing you've ever said in bed?
Get tips from Aaron.
Aaron, when you're making love to your lady, what do you say?
I'm quiet as a mouse.
Are you concentrating?
Yep.
Are your eyes squinting closed because you're just focused on your game?
Yep.
That's so great. Are you sweating?
Oh, yeah.
Do you breathe heavy?
Always.
I try.
Do you cry when you come?
No.
I do.
Never.
I like how he answers realistically every question.
Now, Aaron.
No, I do not.
Do you prefer face-to-face so you can see the magic in her eyes as you deliver the seed?
100%.
All right.
Yeah.
Aww, is there any chance we could watch?
Aaron, as you come, do you go, this is our baby? And they're like.
No, I think it goes, ground rule double.
Pop fly.
Bounce that one over the fence. It's a one hopper.
That's her show at the start.
That's when he comes, like he's pulling out, and then he comes on the bed, but it bounces right into her pussy. That's what he calls a ground rule double.
What's the
I'm
weirdest?
I'm from San Diego, guys. I go, that's in the 5.5 hole.
Aaron, have you fucked in weird places?
No.
I feel like you're a guy who's always got to have, like,
a nightlight on.
Clean sheets to fuck.
Candles.
No, not me, no.
A nightlight on so you don't. I feel like you're scared of monsters.
Have you guys?
That reminds me of Theo. I saw Theo last night.
Any chance you have always not used condoms with your woman? Is this like, okay, since we're married, I can take it off?
Oh, no. We got rid of them a long time
ago. Oh, you've been raw dogging since the break of dawn.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Condoms are just for fucking people who can't fuck without them. Yep. You know what I mean? It's just for bozos.
What do you mean without?
For bozos.
Because like, if a girl's like, hey, let's fuck, but you got a condom? I'm like, you get out. She's like, I'll let you fuck me with a condom. I'm like, uh-uh.
Don't even think about condoms. Like,
I've dated guys that, like, refuse to not use condoms.
That's because they don't trust you.
No, but I've been tested and stuff, and they're still just like, you're going to have a baby.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. You're a trapper.
For sure.
Trapper John M.D.
I am not, though, and you know that.
Trapper John M.D.
I had a girl last week. We were doing it, and she goes, as I'm doing it, she goes, I love you, like real quiet. And I was like,
whoa.
Like, this is scary now.
She said she loved you when?
While I was inside.
Because you were hitting that fucking side of her fucking bed.
Maybe that was like dirty talk. Was she dirty talking?
Yeah. That's the nasty
like
shit.
Like, on accident?
Yeah, did
out?
She say I love
you? I would be mortified. I'd be like, I'm so sorry. I meant I love your cock.
Are you still punching chicks, Ari?
Oh,
when
yeah.
When you fuck?
In the ass?
Are you
in
still
the
punching
hole?
Them?
Right in the butthole?
Are you still doing it?
Sometimes.
And how do they react to that?
It's so dumb.
Are some cool? Because these bitches are into, like, fucking BDSM now.
You're going to get four knuckles the next day and bruise.
What happened to the fifth?
I played the fifth.
Well, I'm at the fifth knuckle.
Yeah, it's over here.
Oh, so you're just four knuckling it. Your thumb ain't got nothing to do with minding its own business. You're not getting that thumb in that butthole.
It's not the butthole. It's the butthole.
Ari,
yeah, it is.
Do you choke them? Do you choke them too, Ari? You like to choke?
I don't respect women, Sam. Of course I choke them.
Do you ask them, can I choke you?
Do they ever choke you?
Ask. It's so unromantic. But if they tell you, like, stop, and then you don't do it anymore and you don't call
back. No means no.
No means no, for sure. But, like, you can't ask. It's like asking if you can kiss somebody. It's like, come on, what are you fucking...
Some guys also, they're like, can I come inside? Like, actually, before they put their penis in you, ask if it's okay. And I go, that's the most unattractive thing I've ever heard.
Just do it, right? You know?
I literally
come inside you.
You know what comes with pussy? You ask for forgiveness, not for permission. That's pretty much what my grandpa told me.
I literally, like, dry up right then.
Ask permission.
Like, that's so gross.
Just like, hey, by the way, blast! What do you think of that? I'm sorry.
Would you be happier if they said, I want to fill you up with my
No, tongue? It's before their penis goes in me, like, with, like, foreplay. And then they're like, is this okay? Like, am I allowed to, like, enter you?
Well, that's what you girls have done.
No, and
you've created
I like go,
it's a
oh
white
my
guy,
God.
Right? It's always a white guy.
Yeah.
You guys
with
did this.
Men, people are fucking less. Stats show people are fucking less because men have become so fucking feminized that it's like...
They just want to take black dick in their ass. This town is ran on black dick. It's my theory.
It's the same people that are like, I just want someone to act like a real man. No, a real man bends you over and gives you what's coming to you.
That's what I'm saying.
Women like emos until they get caveman fucked. And they're like, whoa. That's how it goes. But it's like they only like.
Can I point this out? Can I point this out real quick? That all the women that have problems with comedians telling jokes about rape and stuff. It's always these mainstream comics that they hate. They're like Daniel Tosh or Sam Morril or all these people. Like, you're telling rape jokes. You're increasing. But all the actual rapists come from the UCB, come from the alt scene. Yeah. It's never the mainstream comics.
Who's been raping? I know the UCB guy was accused of it. Who else has been raping? Bitches be raping? Who be raping?
Aaron Glazer, Cale Hartman.
Oh, he's giving names.
Oh, shit.
two UCB guys.
They've been accused of rape or found guilty of it.
No, they never got found guilty. Nobody ever gets found guilty of rape.
Well, but nonetheless.
So are you telling me that UCB New York is the rape chamber of New York?
Yeah. Yeah, there's not even rumors of it actually happening to any of the mainstream club comics. It's only the ones who are like, well, I ask permission.
That's because we can get pussy.
Anywhere where that's like prevalent, it's like, you guys sure are.
Dude, that was my problem with this whole Trump thing, dude. Like, Trump says that shit, which was scientific. They put it out to fucking kind of hedge their bets on these WikiLeaks, right? And then you go on Facebook and all these fucking piece of shit,
like,
asshole guys.
To a woman. That's not locker room talk.
And like, you know they're full of shit.
Guys?
You know they're full of shit. You know they all have fucking, they probably had like restraining orders or problem with chicks or anger issues. And they're all like, I would never talk to women like that. That's disrespectful. Fuck you. Girls get together, talk shit about guys. Guys get together and talk shit about girls.
Yep.
That's how it fucking goes.
Yep.
Yeah, and we're crude as fuck when we talk. Like, oh man, I want to fuck. You say
women
things.
Are worse than us. They get descriptive.
I'm gonna grab a vagina.
To our advantage and also our disadvantage, we talk exactly like we talk on air and off air. We make the same dumb jokes. Everyone knows we're kidding. What you see is what you get with the three of us.
Most of the guys I know don't really get into any description of them getting laid. Most of the guys are like, nope. Yep. Yep.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even exactly. You and I, you're like, hey, man, you hook up with that girl. I'm like, yeah. We're not like, yeah, man, I'm fucking. You know why? Because we're not 20-year-old dumb fucks.
Yeah, but they're gonna, if they took me out of context 10 years from now, they go, Ari said he punched a woman. I'm like, no, I said I punched a butt.
Yeah, but this isn't him being taken out of context. This is the entire chunk of everything he said.
I get it, dude. We get it. And I have no problem with that. Because Aaron and I got this on my podcast. He's a little shocked because I hate Hillary Clinton. I hate Donald Trump, but I hate Hillary Clinton. And I'm not getting this lesser to evil shit, but anything you say about Trump and how he's treated women, he's talked about it. Bill Clinton's actually done it.
She has buried rape claims. She has gone after people to embarrass them.
She's gotten IRS audits on fucking women who accused Bill Clinton of rape. And women are like, and I love women are like, she's the most qualified person out there. Well, what about this and this? Oh, that's 20 years ago. Who gives a shit? Oh, so you like her experience, but you're cherry picking it.
I mean, we're fucked either way.
My thing is, I don't want to go to war with Syria. I'm done.
No, we're already there, Ari. It's already done. It's not. We're going to. It is already going on, and now we got a war in Yemen. We literally are in four wars right now, Ari. Four wars. We're fucking Bruce Lee. We're Bruce Lee. We're fighting fucking
war. She wants to send in fucking full on war. She wants to have no fly zones and gonna get us into a war with fucking Russia.
They're already bombing us, dude. We're bombing them. They're bombing us. It's already happening. They're teaming up. China's going to enter on Russia, Syria, and Iran's side. Our side will be U.S., France, Germany, Israel, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. It's all about a fucking pipeline from Qatar to fucking the sea, the Persian Gulf, that will fuck Russia. Because Europe won't have to get their oil, energy from Russia anymore. It'll fuck Iran.
It's just sad. Just a bunch of people dying for no reason. I love how Hillary, too, she's like, why is WikiLeaks going after me? He goes, I don't know, because you said let's drone him to death.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go after you, too, if you said let's seriously.
And she's like, I was only joking about. Like, no, you weren't, bitch. And then on top of that, dude, it's like she brings up that little boy, the picture of that little boy who was all bloodstained because he'd just been shelled and he was in shock. Look at that guy. She fucking armed people who are
like
fighting in this.
I hate when they do that whole thing and they're like, hey, yeah, Are wages low now in America? Yeah. Just ask Carl Johnson, a very farmer back in. Who gives a fuck? Quit bringing up using. Hey, you got to use their first name and last name and say how broken down they are and how you can.
It's not even that.
It's so dumb.
Well, she's just lying. She's literally. She gave 20% of our uranium to fucking.
Who's
the Russians.
He, the king of honesty? They're both horrible.
But dude, one of them has done it in official office.
Like, obviously, Trump is horrible. So then it's like, yes. You don't even bother saying that because, like, yeah, obviously that guy's terrible.
Yeah,
but
that's
don't
why.
Forget, this girl's also terrible.
They're both horrible.
No, she's way worse, dude. He's a piece of shit. He's an orangutan. She is a fucking Sith Lord who's destabilized a region. She wants to nuke Iran. She fucking destabilized that whole fucking region. She's the reason why Brexit has happened and the fucking Britain is getting out of union because there's so many refugees. Because she has fucking armed ISIS to go into fucking Syria because they want to get rid of Assad. Because Assad will not let them do the pipeline because it will fuck Russia and Iran, who is their allies. It's all about a pipeline, dude. It's all about a pipeline, and she has fucking armed it. She is a direct.
We've been trying to go into Syria for years. First, we were like, we got to overthrow Assad, and people are like, no, we're done with war. And then they go, oh, with ISIS, we got to take care of ISIS. And people are like, no, man, we're done.
We armed ISIS. She armed ISIS, and she literally says, in order to fucking take out the regime, lots of Syrians have to die. She says all this shit. This isn't like fucking conspiracy theory. This is real. She's a war hawk. Dude, we are fucked, man. And I'm very scared because if China and Russia are on the other side, they can hit us. They can hit us, dude.
I'm not worried about it. I'm really not. What can I do about it?
You can't do it. That's almost, sometimes that's my opinion.
Really, like, what can I do about it?
About this corruption.
I can live my life and go, well, hopefully everything works out.
The only thing I can do is tell these fucking Hillary people that they're full of shit and they're resistant to facts.
Yeah, but are you going to change their opinion or are you just going to scream till you're blue in the face?
I've changed some, but I'm not going to do it. She's going to win, dude, but she stole the primary and she's fucking, she got busted elevating Trump. You remember when Trump was running the primary? Everyone's like, he hasn't spent a dollar on his campaign. Yeah, because all the networks were just putting him everywhere because they want him to rise up because she's a fucking evil person.
Yeah, but this just proves what a joke this is.
Yeah.
All of it.
It is a joke.
This proves that, like, hey, man, and it destroys nationalism because now everybody that's like, well, who's the best candidate? They're like, I can't get behind any of this.
Yep.
The majority of Americans do not like either option.
I've never seen a do not vote campaign get stronger than this election.
So you just have these diehard Republicans that you could put a fucking monkey in there and they're still going to vote Republican, and these diehard Democrats that would vote for a Sharpie if it was a Democrat. You have them against each other, and then a much bigger number in the middle saying, I hate either option.
What about the guy who's like, I'm undecided? You're an asshole. How are you under? It's just like, you know who you are.
What are you at this point? What are you waiting for?
Hey, this election sucks.
I'm undecided. I'm saying in the way that I don't want either one.
Yeah, right.
I don't want either one. So technically, I'm undecided.
I think the undecideds are like, I have no choice. Trump. I would never vote for him. But fucking Hillary's so evil. I don't know what to do. That's why I think the undecideds are.
I mean, she's a cunt, and he's a complete fucking idiot.
Yeah,
he also hasn't said any of his policies. He just says you don't do anything, which is like not really
he's
like
a terrible public speaker.
He hasn't said anything. Really.
He's a terrible public speaker.
He could be destroying her in these debates. Just say all the WikiLeaks thing. She has not denied any of it. The only thing she's trying to say is that the Russians put him out, but it doesn't matter if the.
Well, that's the funny thing. Is she goes, the Russians are trying to get involved in this election. Goes, yeah, they learned that from you, Hillary. That's what you did in every other country you tried to take over. You tried to like, get involved in their elections.
And it doesn't change the fact that those are actual emails that you fucking put out.
She's a client.
I don't care if space aliens put them out. You fucking sent those emails.
And nobody, if you watch the debates, nobody ever even answers a question.
Nobody answers a question.
You ask a question, he goes, well, what she did was this and this. And then they ask her the same question, and then she points his finger at him and said, no, he said this and this. Nobody answered a single question. None of this debate had anything to even do with America. It's just which one of these two are a bigger fucking cunt.
It's all just like it's puffing your chest and fuck. Ugh, it's awful. It's awful. We live in a terrible country right now.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah, we're ruled by a fucking ruling class that is not giving power back. That's why I keep saying the revolution's coming. As people get more and more disillusioned and go, well, I don't even have a voice. No one's even listening to me.
That's why they're militarized. You know what's so funny? It's like when all those cops were getting shot, and that was tragic, and it was super sad. When all those cops were being shot, and it was very interesting because they were both ex-military guys that did, which is very eerie, right? So everyone's like, this is what the Second Amendment's all about. This is about taking arms against your government. And then you see what they're doing in North Dakota, where they're sending in military people to arm these, to fucking arrest these guys. They're using our own military on our own fucking people. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's, dude, America is like Europe in the medieval times when they all just kiss the royals' ass. They're like, they're from God. They are the people. They're the chosen ones. They're the real ones. They're the royal family. And then they realize you guys are fucking assholes, and they hung all of them. And that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I just wish Trump would say it better. When he says stuff like, you'd be arrested if I was in office, what he means is I won't let politicians and people that are in the elite skirt by the laws anymore. I will hold everyone accountable to the same laws. And so guess what? From everything I've heard, you were not accountable to these laws.
She's not, dude. People are like, she's never been arrested, ever been convicted, which is all John Oliver's fucking thing. And it's because...
And it's like, yes, she's not been convicted because she's in the power.
Yeah, it's power all good boy systems. That's all it is. Just a bunch of good boys. It's fucking tragic. Well, that was a fun ending.
She can go to jail.
It's only going to get worse.
It's only going to get worse.
You haven't seen Westworld. You watch one or you haven't seen any of them?
I've tried. I just recorded one.
You guys are going to love it. You're going to love
it.
It's so goddamn good. But you know, I was thinking, I know I'm an alcoholic because I watch that show. And like, you can go to this Western town. You can kill everybody. You can't be killed. You can rape anybody you want. You can fuck whoever you want. You can just grab a girl by her hair and start fucking her right there. You can kill anybody. You can kill the sheriff. Go on all these adventures. And I'm watching it and I'm like, man, it looks like a fucking fun place to drink. I would just get there, go to the like one of those saloon door bars, walk in, sit down, and I'm just knocking down. Bullets are flying over my head. They're like, hey, don't you want to go to a gold rush and go rape a bunch of hookers? No, I'm cool here. Keep them coming. I'm
cool. What a fucking addict.
I know, dude, but I literally had that thought. I'm like, that looks like a fun place to drink. Everybody's doing everything for free, and I just want to sit in some bar in 1904 and get hammered. While bullets fly over my head.
Well, guys, it was a fun episode.
Guys, go to Amazon. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Click the Amazon link. That helps us out. You're going to go to Amazon anyway. Why not do it? Go to cavemancoffeeco.com. Use the code punchdrunk. That gets you 15% off your order.
AD Suits, too. ADSuits.com.
Go to ADSuits.com. A couple people bought suits. Did you see that?
They want you to spell it.
AD. Yep, I got that. So it's A, the letter AD. It's not the number 80.
Yeah.
It's ADSuits.com. Couple people went. They were blown away by the quality and by the prices.
I wore a suit in Vegas. It's a great fucking suit.
Yep. And that's, dude, you can get a suit for $100. What more do you want from us? There's suits in there for $60. What more do you want from us? So go to ADSuits.com. Use, there is no code. Just go there. Is there a code for Punch Drunk? Or just go there and.
Yeah, Punch Drunk.
Yeah, yeah. So use the code Punch Drunk there. And as always, betdsi.com. Use the code Punch Drunk. That gets you money to gamble with. And Dollar Shave Club. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you your first month for free. Suck it. Go Cubs. Go Dodgers. Go Falcons.
Who Cubs? Who Raiders?
Who Cubs? Who Raiders?